you out of the book of Joshua. The first chapter, I read verses 1 through 7, and our supporting text coming from the 37th division of Psalms, the 23rd verse that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads in the book of Joshua, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thy goest." The 37th division of Psalm, the 23rd verse. "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." The basis of those verses, I'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. A good man follows the right orders. A good man follows the right orders. Our time does not always sort of coincide with his time, because he knows exactly when to bless us in a way that we need to be blessed. And sometimes when we are going through, that's when we get our best blessing. Reminds us that there is a God somewhere. And when we think about who that God is, and we can't help but tell God, "Lord, I just love you and I thank God for you." And we ought to always have, Reverend Lanier used to say, a little talk with Jesus. We got to talk to him. We got to tell him not only about our troubles, but every now and again, you ought to tell God, "You've been good to me today. Lord, I thank God for that meatloaf I just ate. That was some mighty good meatloaf." You know, you don't have to always have to ask God for something. Every now and again, you ought to thank him for what he's already done. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. He is a good God. And there is no doubt that our God is worthy to be praised. We thank God for the men's choir and for allowing God to use them in such a way this morning. We give honor to our men ushers this morning, looking fine this morning. God is good. God has blessed us here at Fowles Chapel, and I don't take it lightly, because we just poor folk that's trying to make it. The one thing we found out, that all we need is the Lord. I found out that if you just praise God, if you worship God and try the best of your ability to mind your own business, then God will help work things out for you. When you get so busy trying to keep up with everybody and do everything everybody else is doing, you're going to fall short somewhere. So we still kind of old school. We still got our same old foundation that was laid down when I came. And you got to do what you've been taught. A lot of time we learn some new things, but every new thing is not for you. And so sometimes those new things will cause more trouble and more confusion than good. So we try to do what's good. So we're just thankful that God has blessed us to be here on this great Men's Day Sunday morning and come to share with the people of God, not just the men, but to tell you that a good man, and I just throw it in there just because, and a good woman got to follow the right orders. I'm following orders right now because I learned to hear what thus said the Lord our God. I found out that it's not all about us. It's not all about what we want to do, but there are times when we got to be obedient to what the Lord God wants us to do. And God is such a loving and merciful God that he's allowed us another opportunity to come together on this great Men's Day, our annual Men's Day here at Fowles Chapel, to celebrate Jesus and to fellowship one with another. So in coming, I thank God for the testimonies that were given before we came out. I thank God for the songs that have been lifted and for the praises that have already gone up because we come in here to worship God. To worship him in spirit and in truth, to let the Lord know that we are thankful that he's allowed us another year to be in this place. Truly, we can all say that God is a mighty good God. And if you would look back over your life, you can never find a time where you can say that God has not been good. I'm so thankful to God for the faithfulness of the men that we have that help makes up this body of faith. It is a known fact that in most of our churches, no matter what the denomination may be, that the women always outnumber the men. It's Men's Day today, but y'all outnumber us. But I'm not mad at you. I'm glad about it. I'm glad that women love men to the degree and women love the Lord to the degree that somebody heard the call and somebody realized that somebody got to give God some praise. It does not matter who you are or what sex you might be. All you ought to know is that you are all made by the power of a loving God. God has blessed us, and we are so thankful that God has blessed here at Fowles Chapel that we got some good men. And I watch these men. I can say that they're good men. No, they're not perfect men. But they are good men, men of great character, men that have integrity, men that are faithful to the ministry of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. We have some men in the midst of us that have did good by their families and are still good fathers. And even though their fathers are grown, their children are grown, they're good grandfathers and great grandfathers. And they are still standing there giving us love and giving us wisdom. And I made a comment even on last week of how thankful I am of the men that we have grew up under in this church. Well, as we celebrated Father's Day, I thank God that God gave us some men here at Fowles Chapel. If you read that list that we've already read over, all of them have not died. We still got some men that are acting like fathers to those that may seem to be fatherless. So I'm so thankful that God has blessed us. And as we read in the word of the prophet Ezekiel in the 22nd chapter and the 30th verse, the Bible reads, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." So not only then, but even now, God is still looking for some good men. Some men that would carry out the orders and the will of God. Some men that will help make up the hedge around some of those that don't know that somebody cares. Some men that would stand in the gap and pray for a little boy that the daddy may not have never been in his life. But I'm going to stand in the gap and pray that God will bless you in a way that you will grow up to be a good man. And the Bible declares through the prophet Ezekiel that as the Lord God sought out to find these men so he wouldn't have to destroy the city, but he found none. One thing we are grateful for is that even though we are still looking for some good men, we know that God created us in his own image. We were created to have dominion and to be leaders. We were created to be the head, and we were created to make or have our rightful place in the body of Christ. When we think about man, we must remember that the Bible declares and teaches us that God formed us from the dust of the ground, created us in his own image, and then he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. I found through the word of God that it's in him that we have our being. So if it was not for the Lord, we could not even move. I thank God for my here being because I know that there is a God somewhere. The Bible even declared that his desire is that we would be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. The truth of the matter is that you didn't make your own self. And sometimes we forget where we come from, not so much as where we grew up, but we forget that we were created and we were made by God himself. And God has blessed us, and God has been so good to us that as we grow and we became men, we forgot that it was a God that saw us through every step of the journey. Today, as we celebrate this great Men's Day and we talk about being a good man and a man following the right orders, we got to know that from childhood to adulthood, every man has had to follow some orders. Started out with our parents or our guardians. Then we found that our elders and our preachers and our leaders, they were those that gave us orders that we had to follow. Isn't it amazing how sometimes you don't like to follow orders? Especially when, you know, they used to tell you still wet behind the ears. And we got to understand that this morning we still got some men that are still a little damp behind the ears. They've been here for a long time, but they hadn't learned how to follow orders. I found out that even in school, it was our teachers and our principals that told us and they began to let us know that there's some rules that got to be followed and you got to follow the order. God bless you to get through school and then you got out and you got that job and went into the workforce and you found out that you wasn't your own boss. Found out that there are bosses that give you orders. There are foremen that give you orders. Then we got what they call the lead people. Anybody know about those lead people? Then we look at the lead people like you know more than what I am. You done got a little elevation. You done got a little bit of authority. And now you think you can tell me what to do. You're not my boss. But now the lead person can go to the real boss and make you be run on out the door. You got to learn how to follow the right orders. Now, a lot of time we want to listen to what he say and she say instead of what the book say. If the book say you got 15 minutes for break, that means you got 15 minutes for break. How many of us, a whole lot of us are guilty. We take up 10 minutes on our way getting there. Running our mouth about something. And have you ever learned how they wonder how can you eat your lunch in 30 minutes? You don't need no hour to eat no lunch. You want to socialize. You want to sit around and gab. But there come a time that you got to be very timely. You got to know that you can't waste that valuable time. So you got to learn how to follow orders. We got some folk that are hard-headed. Men and women. I almost got myself in trouble. And as much mouth as I got, I'm going to keep it to myself. We must learn, and thank God that I've learned to listen to that small, still voice. And there are a whole lot of things that may come out of our mouth, but then there are times when God said, don't say that. Because there's something that come out of our mouth that you can't take back. You can go and you can apologize, but that apology does no good because if you hit that right spot, if you touch that right nerve, then there's something that's going to change in your relationship one with another. So that's why we got to be very careful to watch our mouths sometimes. We got to realize that just because you can say I'm a man and I can do whatever I want to do, we got to understand that there come a time that every man got to understand that he can't continue to do things in a childish manner. Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, we still got a lot of men that think and act like boys that have not put away their childish ways. I was to ask some of our women and some of our wives this morning, some of them might tell you that my husband is just like a child. I count him in with the children. I'm taking care of him. I have to look after him. I have to do this, that, or the other. I pick up behind him just like he's a little bitty child. Am I talking to anybody in here? But love will make you do it when you don't want to do it. Love will make you fuss about it, but something down on the inside, because you want the house clean, you're going to pick it up and talk about it. But to our men this morning, the Bible said that Paul said to the Corinthians in 13 and 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man. Now look at how this is worded. There was a time when we were nothing but children. And when I was a child, I spake as a child. I couldn't use certain words because I didn't know certain words. I understood as a child. So there were times when you told me that I got to get in my place and stay in my place, that I was a child and all I knew is I wanted to have a good time. So I bounced off the wall here, there, and another. So I thought and I understood as a child. My thinking process was like a child. A child think that you can do anything you want to, and sometimes you feel like I'm not going to suffer the consequences. But then Paul concludes this verse, and he said, but when I became a man, question is, have you become a man yet? On this great men's day, do understand that because the legal age of manhood might be stated at 21 years of age, that does not make you a man. Oh, yeah, you can go out and buy some alcohol, you can buy some cigarettes, and you can go into the club and you can throw out your ID, but that still don't make you a man. That's why a lot of places we don't have anywhere to go, because folk don't know how to act. Instead of acting like men in the clubhouse, they're acting like crazy boys, and they're pulling out guns and pulling out knives and going against one another when you're supposed to be out there to have a good time. Sad you can't even go out and have a good time anymore because you got to duck the bullets. God didn't intend for us not to have joy in our lives. We messed it up. But if you become a man and you put away childish things, you got to stop thinking that it's all about you. You got to let go of some of our selfish ways and learn how to step up, man up, and be a man. Our supporting text found in the 37th division of Psalms tells us this morning that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Now, as God leads us in order of our steps, he says in his word, though he may fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So every man in here, or most of us, we've fallen short of doing everything that God requires us to do. But even though along in life we may have fallen, even though we may have made some mistakes, God didn't let us stay down there. He utterly put his hand down and allowed us to get back up. And so we can go to the next verse and say, truly I've been young, but now that I'm old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. A real man know that God will feed you when you get hungry. A real man that knows the power of a loving God can go to the word of God and say that, no, I've never seen a man begging for bread. Now, there are some homeless folk. There are some folks standing on the curbside. But you got to understand, everybody on the curbside is not poor. Everybody out there with their hand hung out is not hungry. Anybody can wear a sign and say, give me some money for some food because I'm hungry. Because you hold up the sign, that don't mean that you're really hungry. But a real man will flip burgers if he have to. Don't make no difference. You done worked hard and you got this degree, but you can't find a job in your field. You got to find a job somewhere. Children got to eat. You got to have a roof over your head. So when you become a man, you put away those childish things. And childish things are also petty excuses. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Step by step, he leads us. And all we got to do is listen and be obedient to his word. When God is well pleased with our ways of righteousness, he will show us favor. He'll direct our path. He will make sure that when we fall, all we got to do is get back up. Real man realize that I can't listen to every man that want to tell me what I ought to do. You know how it is, some men tell you, man, you better go home and get that woman in check. You can't take care of your own household. Truth be told, you a yes man yourself. Out in the street, you got a whole lot of mouth, but when you get home, you sit down and act like somebody. Don't listen to everything somebody tell you. You may already have your connection with your woman, and you already know how y'all going to act. Bible said that we got to learn to follow the right order. Listen to folk that don't have nothing. Some folk don't like it because you're blessed like that. They don't like it because you and your wife can interact with one another. And they don't understand how it is that you come out of the house when you get ready. You can stay gone as long as you want to and her lip is not stuck out. They don't understand that even though you're childish and you leave clothes on the floor and carrying the doors open, that she still loves you enough to get up and fix you some grits and some eggs. Don't let what they do over at the Jones' house mess you up over at the Lop's house. Bible says in Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Follow the right orders. If a man don't know God, he ain't got no business trying to tell you how to do nothing, no how. And if you know that he don't know God, why are you dumb enough to stand there with a listening ear? He don't have to wear a collar. He don't have to have a title. All he got to do is be an upright man. A man that love God, a man that love his family, a man that is always trying to do the right thing. Anybody ought to be able to know, to notice or recognize a good man. These good men that are doing what the Lord God told them to do got locked up and put in the prison. They were told, don't speak in the name of Jesus no more. But when they came out on the outside, they realized that I'm not going to obey what man say. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. Men whose steps are ordered by God realize that you got to follow the right order. In life, if you're going to be a leader, first of all, you got to know how to be a follower. Every good leader knows how to follow. We got some folk that are trying to tell you what you ought to do. But I'm so glad I serve a God this morning that will put some good men in our lives. I serve a God that has given us 66 books. And if you look in these books, you'll find some good men. I want to share with you about a couple of good men. One of these men that we know by the name of Moses. Moses was a good man. Moses was the man that God chose to lead the children out of bondage. Moses was the man that went up to Mount Sinai and God blessed him and gave him the laws for the people of God. Moses found out that when he got down from the mountaintop that those folk that he was trying to lead had turned their backs on the all-living God, had built them their own God, dancing, partying, having a good time. Moses got so mad that he took the tablet and he broke it into pieces. See, a good man don't like no mess. A good man realized that when I'm doing the best that I know how to do, I need to know that I got somebody that's going to be right there by my side. Moses was a man that did whatever the Lord told him to do. Moses realized that I heard the promises of God. The Bible said that Moses, even though he heard that there was a promised land, the Bible declared that Moses died before he got to cross over. He was able to feast his eyes upon it, but he didn't get an opportunity to walk on the land that God had promised. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 34th chapter, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of God. He was buried in a valley in that land. And he realized that Moses was 120 years old. When he died, his eyes were not dim, nor his natural force abated. So, in other words, Moses died 120 years old, but still, he was a strong man. Didn't have to wear glasses like I'm wearing right now because his eyes didn't grow dim. See, when you do what the Lord say do, God will do what you need him to do in your life. Moses was a man that followed the right orders. But Moses realized that I'm not going to make it to the promised land. But I thank God for the man Joshua, that one that sit up under Moses' hand, the one that followed Moses from one place to another. The Bible said that Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. Moses laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and the Lord did just what he said he was going to do. I just stopped by to tell somebody that Moses died on the other side of the Jordan. But I found out that there was a man by the name of Joshua. Joshua realized that I am a child of the king. I've been given my orders by Brother Moses. Moses told me that when I get there, that I got to do what the Lord God said do. He told him that everything is going to be all right. I stopped by to let somebody know. You got to trust the power of a loving God. He said, Joshua, I want you to know that I'm going to be with you. The same way that I was with Moses, I'm going to walk along with you. Everywhere that your foot treads, everywhere that you put your feet, I'm going to be right there to bless you. The land that I told you about for the children of Israel, everything that you see from the left to the right, everything from the river to the mountain, from coast to coast is going to be your land. I want to thank you because you are a child of the king. And you got to trust the power of a loving God. I just want to let you know this morning that if you want to trust the power of God, you got to be like Moses and Joshua. You got to know that my footsteps have been ordered by the power of a loving God. I heard when the Lord God said, be strong and of good courage. Open up your mouth. Tell the people what I tell you to tell them. Don't be afraid of their faces, but walk in the way that I tell you to walk. Don't be worried about who want to go and who don't want to go, because I am the Lord thy God. So I stopped by Fowl's Chapel to let you know about a man, Moses, another man by the name of Joshua. And I want to let you know whatever your name might be, God told me to tell you this morning to be a good man, to follow his steps, to follow the right orders, to hear what thus said the Lord, to walk like a child of the king, to look up to the hills, know that God will be right by your side. I wonder, is there anybody in the house that knows that you wouldn't be the man that you are if it had not been for the Lord that was right there by your side? I was once young, and now I'm getting a little bit older. My footsteps are getting a little shorter. My eyes are getting a little dim. But I never seen the righteous forsaken. I never had to beg for bread. Because my God got cattle upon a thousand hills. He'll feed you when you get hungry. He'll heal you when your body is in pain. Don't listen to what they say. Obey God rather than man. A good man. A good man will follow the right orders. But you got to know where the orders are coming from. When they come from God or being God sent, know that God will do what he said he would do. Moses was a servant of the Most High God. And even after living 120 years, Moses realized, I got to die and I'll never see the promised land. But Joshua, I've groomed you to take the staff, cross over, continue to lead the people, follow the right orders. You know the laws of God. Be strong. Be courageous. Stand tall. And know that your steps have been ordered by the Lord. A good man will follow the right order.